Hello, my name is Sabine Chamasson. I am senior expert in marine radioecology at the French Institute for Radio Protection and Nuclear Safety. I've been studying since several decades the fate and behavior of both natural and anthropogenic radionuclides in the marine ecosystems. Today, I'm going to present a poster on modeling of radionuclide transfer to biota in Session 3, Biological Uptake. In 2013, the French AMORA project was launched in order to improve the modeling of the behavior of radionuclides in the environment and more especially in the marine ecosystem. This research was triggered by the Fukushima accident that led to extremely high amounts of radioactive releases in the coastal area of Japan. Regarding biota, our idea was to develop a toolbox comprising various types of models. They are presented here very briefly, from the simplest to the most complex. All these models have to be run together with hydrodynamic models that are not presented on this poster in order to get radionuclide concentrations in seawater. In addition, all the models take into account two pathways of contamination, that is to say seawater and digestion of food. The first kind of models used are the so-called biokinetic models, which are based upon two simple parameters, that is to say the concentration factor and the biological half-life. The concentration factor shows the ability of an organism to accumulate a given radionuclide, when the biological half-life gives an idea about the ability of the organism to eliminate a given radionuclide. These two factors are dependent both on the organism and the radionuclide considered. In the Fukushima case, all our studies focus on cesium-137 because it was released in large quantities. In the case illustrated here on the graph at the center, the results of the model obtained by using a cesium concentration factor of 100 and half-lives of 5 and 240 days respectively for seawater and ingestion pathways are presented. Observation in the field for fish living close to the bottom are represented by the red triangles. The model gives a very good idea of the general decrease of contamination observed with time. The second approach relies on existing model called CIPODIM that simulates the dynamic of six functional groups, which are preys for tunas. This model has been linked to equations for the transfer of cesium-137 in order to estimate the contamination of these preys. The output are used to give contamination risk index for three tuna species. This is a useful tool which can help tuna fisheries management after an accident. Details of these studies are given in poster 43 presented by Ina Senina. The third approach is based on an ecosystem approach with the use of various types of model, that is to say a biogeochemical model, including plankton population, then a size structure fish model, and finally a radioecological model. This approach was applied to study cesium-137 in planktonic population, as well as in 16 species living in the water column, and which are important commercial species in this area of Japan. This work has shown that planktonic population accumulate more cesium, as it is shown at the very left, with the maximum concentration reached with the blue arrow, but they also eliminate it more rapidly, as it is shown by the yellow arrow, which represents the biological half-life, that is to say the time required for cesium-137 concentration to decrease by half through biological processes. This led to very low concentration at the end of 2012 for plankton. Regarding fish, it is the opposite. The maximum in concentration is lower, but they eliminate cesium more slowly, leading to higher concentration in 2012 compared to plankton. The fourth and last approach is the more complete, since it takes into account the food web defined by 56 biological species or group of species characterizing the area of the Fukushima prefecture. They are ranked vertically by their trophic levels, the highest for carnivorous fishes, for example sharks, and the lowest for phytoplankton or algae. circles are proportional to the biomass. The food web for the fat windling is highlighted. Green lines represent its prey, and the red line its predators. Comparison between model results and observation are given for some species and show satisfying adequacy. The takeaway message is that the simple biokinetic models are particularly well adapted to the accident phase, that is to say the acute phase of the accident, which is mainly dealt with in crisis centers, since they are easy to handle by non-specialists. The implementation of more complete and complex models based on ecosystem approaches require more time and are well adapted both to the post-accident phase, which can last several years, and to the important problems of fishery management in mid and long terms. They are very important issues, as it was demonstrated with the Fukushima accident. Part of this work has already been published. The references are given on the poster if you want to get more details. I'd like to thank my co-author, and I thank you for your attention.